Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/Wondery and use code Wondery for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/Wondery, code Wondery.
From Wondery, I'm David Brown, and this is Business Wars Daily on this Monday, January 24th. Happy start of the work week, everyone. Another day, another story about airplanes. This one has a bit of a twist, though. It's not a war between competing airlines. It's a war between a whole bunch of airlines and two major cell phone companies. It's been a long time coming, but last week, both Verizon and AT&T launched enhanced 5G services across the country. That's supposed to mean faster access to the internet for us folks on the ground. But some pilots are saying that for them, it could be a safety concern. Here's how we got here. For years, Verizon and AT&T have been hyping up a rollout of improved 5G service. Both already offer some 5G, but this time the companies will use newly available wavelengths that can travel long distances and deliver faster internet connections, according to CNBC. Both companies have poured billions into this new technology. The problem? Airplanes. The new 5G transmitters were supposed to be activated in December, but Verizon and AT&T delayed the rollout until early January and then to last week in the face of multiple warnings from airlines and the Federal Aviation Administration, according to the New York Times. Chief executives at American, Delta, United, and seven other passenger and cargo airlines told Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg in a letter that the new technology could interfere with instruments used by aircraft to measure their altitudes. The executives warned that the 5G would render multiple safety systems on airplanes unusable, and that, quote, airplane manufacturers have informed us that there are huge swaths of the operating fleet that may need to be indefinitely grounded, end quote. That's especially pressing considering we're in the middle of something of a supply chain crisis, I think you'd call it. Well, in the letter, the executives asked Verizon and AT&T not to activate 5G technology within 2 miles of several major airports. The mobile companies did acquiesce to that request temporarily. Airline officials say the mobile company's decision would likely avert the worst possible disruptions, but the industry is still anticipating them. But last Wednesday, the day the 5G transmitters were activated, airlines saw limited disruptions thanks to clear weather and the last-minute move by Verizon and AT&T. Still, nary a mobile company nor airline is completely happy right now. An AT&T spokesperson said the company was frustrated by the FAA's inability to deploy 5G technology without disrupting aviation services, and over 200 flights to and from the U.S. were canceled by midday Wednesday, cutting into airlines' bottom lines. How the showdown between the mobile companies and the airlines will end, well, that remains to be seen. In the meantime, airlines are hoping to get to the ground safely, and Verizon and AT&T are certainly hoping their new 5G will reap revenues that are sky high. From Wondery, this is Business Wars Daily. I'm your host, David Brown, written and produced by Jessica Yarmosky. Our executive producers are Tina Rubio and Marshall Lee. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Business Wars Daily ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts. Before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
If you travel for work, you know to pack 2 suits, business and swim. You know with your Delta SkyMiles Business Amex card, buying that plane ticket for a business trip can get you closer to medallion status. You know that a meeting in Montana means visiting almost every national park.
Yellowstone? Check.
Because you're the chief excursion officer. It's why you're a Delta SkyMiles Platinum Business American Express card member. If you travel, you know. Terms apply. Visit go.amex/you know business.